Hey, you already know what it is. It's CEO Lucci Hawk, man, with the Royalty Thoughts Podcast Show, man. And this, today's topic is the Got My Hustle Up movie tour. It's the biggest thing coming out of the Midwest. Right here in Dayton, Ohio, directed by my guy, Jason, DBKS. It has a whole bunch of twists on it. And we're smoking also, too, behind this.
I didn't know if we was allowed to smoke on the...
Oh, yeah. We live. And yeah. I got my special guest. I'm going to go ahead and let him introduce himself, man. You already know he's definitely a featured member and a character in the movie also. Actor, rapper, slash, promoter, slash. He got so many slashes on his name, you might get a slash in your head. I'm going to go ahead and let him introduce himself. What's good, big dog?
What's happening? How everybody doing? It's the Hustler State Thousand there, man. You know, I've been doing this for a little minute, man. I've been knowing you for a minute, and I'm just blessed to even be a part of the podcast. You know what I mean? And not just the movie cast, but the podcast as well. It means a lot to me, man. I appreciate it.
For sure, man. And, you know, over the weekend on Halloween, man, we had the Got My Hustle Up movie premiere, and we had a couple celebrities came out also. Jamal Gravy Woodward, Murder Pain, Fast Life Trail from a couple 2-11 movies, you know, Plug Love. And, you know, also we had our crew. We had Jason, DBKS, Peso, Bupac, you know, Lavish, Rello,
you know, just to name a few, you know, myself, I was there. Definitely was there. Royalty Empire Energy Drinks was everywhere in there. I drank so many of them, you know, I don't even drink carbonated liquids, but I drink that.
And you know what? And, you know, speaking of carbonation on an energy drink, it is 31% carbonation. That's what gives it that. That poppy feel, and it's also, you know how some of those energy drinks give you that aftertaste, and you be like the champagne.
That's what I was about to say. See, I'm pissed that you said that before I did, because that's what I got out of it, because I got the champagne bubbly luxury. It was like a royalty taste. That's the only way that I could put it. That's the only way I could put it, me being the king. I can really identify royalty, different types of royalties. You see what I'm saying? And that definitely was like an energizing royalty taste.
And the way you walked in, like, and we got pictures, and like I said, we'll tag the pictures to this podcast also. We got some video. There's still so much footage that's still coming through. And the way your grand entrance was,
you like
that. That was like beautiful, that. Man. I like how you coordinated the blue with the blue ladies, and I mean, it was real.
Well, you know, that's what I wear now. Don't do that. I got on blue now. Like, that's what I do, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my niggas in Louisville who got me on that shit. As far as my Victory Park Crips, far as my Park Hill Crips, 13th Street, you know what I'm saying, project shit. Like, this ain't no fake shit. You know, in Dayton, Ohio, it's real minute to the amount of Crips that's here because, you know, they got the Cincinnati Reds, Ohio State. So the Ohio colors are red. And right. I don't got nothing against that color. Uh-huh. I just wear blue. I'm associated and affiliated for life.
Yeah.
So that's why we done that. I didn't want to come to a red carpet and get it misunderstood.
Right. I could dig it. Uh-huh. I could dig it. I mean, speaking of the red carpet, what was going on through your mind to see the premiere of this and just to be on the red carpet, just knowing the long wait of this movie, Got My Hustle Up?
Man, I was proud. I was proud of everybody involved, to be honest, because I kind of felt like I wanted to make sure that they didn't get no misunderstandings with the work that we put in. Like, everybody always, when you put in some work, you want to be like, look at the work I put in. But this wasn't that. This was years, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, we was telling people about it, but, you know, they're like, yeah, okay, whatever. And then they're like, well, when is the DVD drop? And they're like, nah, it ain't no DVD.
Yeah, it don't go like that. It's like right. that.
And like, well, how am I seeing? You got to go to the movies like you go when you go see any other multi-million-dollar movie.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? So I didn't know why they would think something would be any different with this, with the cast that was involved with this. I mean, just the fact that they had the energy drink, like you already been doing a big thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like when I had heard
Shout
about
out
the
Royalty Empire energy drink.
Definitely. Because when I heard the little thing went on with you and 50, I ain't going to say because I don't know yeah. if they know or not. But when that had went on, I was like, how they get him in the movie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah,
I had heard that. I heard the only reason that they had got you now, I don't know if it's true or not, was when you found out Bambi was in the movie.
Now, okay, now you brushed me with a couple. Now, speaking of the 50 Cent, now I did a podcast. Shouts out to the Pay Me No Mind podcast show. We had like 100,000 views on that podcast, and. We did a podcast talking about, this was about 2 years ago when I first popped on the scene with the energy drink out here in the city. And I met 50 Cent, man, and like I said, he gave me some of the best game ever. And I always tell all my people, he said, man, don't sell like I did to Coca-Cola. Teach your people how to get some money in this beverage game. This is a $200 million business along in the U.S. And the average millionaire has 7 streams of income. And you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to teach my people just one stream. Damn. You know what I'm saying? So we got another stream with this movie, Got My Hustle Up. And I am thankful to showcase the beverage throughout the movie. It's definitely a wonderful thing. And, I've been doing the acting shit for a minute. And now the thing with Bambi, I knew it was going to be a good crossover just to even be around that situation. Because I know she was going to do a great part of playing the role for Jason in this movie, Got My Hustle Up. And I just wanted to be around the situation to show, you know, my team, like, yo, this is what celebrities is out here doing, you know what I mean? And like, shit, if you want to be involved in the mix, like, shit, get pretty and, you know, let's dig into a character. You could be anything, you know what I mean? And I'm this for men and women, you know what I'm saying? Right. Shit, don't just sit around. Shit, you're part of the team. Shit, the team is big because you got your team.
Yeah, we all, I believe that we are, you are part of my team. Let's get that understood. It's because we've been working so hard.
Man, for even so long. Oh, you talk about the battle shit.
Man,
like,
we can't even.
You was hosting the battles and, you know.
But man, we've been working for a long time, man. For a long time. Yeah. And we was just saying that when we was conference call with Jason, man, about mm-hmm. how, I mean, they don't know how far it's been. Like, when Jason asked me to be in the movie, I was supposed to have been in the wheelchair, right? Yeah, yeah. And I was supposed to have been sitting on the shotgun. Now, the whole time that this movie, I got my hustle up, when we were shooting, I'm like, man, what's up with the wheelchair, this, that, and the other? And he like, man, that was for the other movie with Busy Bone. You see what I'm saying? So, like,
working.
I'm thinking that it was this movie. It was a whole nother movie. So, no, I'm not in the wheelchair in this movie. I have the wheelchair and I have the shotgun. But it's not at all in this movie.
It's a whole nother movie.
But I'm telling you, this movie was...
Do you like how Jason keep you on your toes? He always keeps you working. And you don't even know you're working, but you're working.
Yeah, I like that about him. Like, he doesn't... He's not bossy. He will trick you into doing the job.
Man, shouts out to Jason, man.
Definitely
DBKS,
big shouts
man.
Out to DBKS, man. Jason.
He always keep you working. I like that boss, man. It's nice, man.
He does. I appreciate it. I definitely appreciate it as well, man. And being with that, like, a lot of doors has opened. You know what I'm saying? Like, They're calling from everywhere. Like, even even with the Columbus battle on November the 10th.
Yes.
Shots out to Shots Fire Battle Rap League.
Nice.
Yeah, shots out to them. AR Green's
AR
over
Green.
There.
Shots out to AR Green.
A new stint's over there.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
Shots out to them. And a special moment of silence for Jay Bizzle.
Man.
Okay, we done. He's dying on the 10th.
Nice.
He's definitely dying on the 10th, man. Be on the lookouts for that. Thousandaire versus Jay Bizzle. Royalty Empire Energy Drinks will be in the building.
For sure.
Got my hustle
up. Pick up a case.
They will be in the building. Man, we can't even stop the phones from ringing now, man.
The phones are ringing. Oh, my God. Yeah. They back. This